CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. A gastrointestinal outbreak has been declared at Seaforth Community Hospital. The hospital's inpatient unit has been closed to admissions for the time being. Visitors and caregivers are still allowed with a number of requirements and restrictions. Gastro, also known as the stomach flu, causes vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, fever, and stomach cramps. More than 115 cases of eye damage have been reported in Ontario after the solar eclipse. In the lead-up to April 8th, health and government officials warned of the dangers of looking directly at the sun during the eclipse. CTV News says that conditions including inflammation of the cornea, dry eyes, and solar retinopathy have been reported. In sports, it's Game 4 for half of the teams in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Winnipeg is in Colorado, then Vancouver takes on Nashville, followed by the New York Rangers facing Washington, and finally Edmonton battles LA. The Sutherland Cup round robin concludes with St. Mary's going against Listowel today. In the PJHL semifinals, Hanover faces Clarington. Hanover leads that series 1-0. In women's hockey, Toronto is in New York. The Toronto Blue Jays and LA Dodgers finished their 3-game series this afternoon, and the first round of the NBA playoffs continues today with the Knicks and 76ers kicking things off. The forecast, cloudy today with a chance of rain and thunderstorms and a high of 19. The chance of showers and thunderstorms continues overnight. The low is 15 degrees. Tomorrow, expect more clouds. Rain will begin late in the afternoon with a risk of thunderstorms. The high is 24, feeling like 29. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.